JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, Corporal Kimario Pinnock is the 2016-2017 LASCO Top Cop. And later, we highlight Autism Awareness Month. Let's go Roundabout JA.
Mr. Nepper, you come to check the air monitor?
Yes, man. This is an industrial zone. We have to monitor the air quality.
Sometimes what is released affects us bad, including what is let out in the sea.
Listen, when you see heavy smoke or dusting, smell any unusual odor in the community, call Nepper 754-7540. Let's work together for a cleaner environment.
A message from the National Environment and Planning Agency and the Pan American Health Organization.
Corporal Kimario Pinnock has joined the ranks of distinguished police officers who have served as LASCO Jamaica Constabulary Air Force JCF Top Cop of the Year since 2000. Corporal Pinnock, a member of the Motorized Patrol Division of the JCF, was chosen from a group of 12 police officers from various departments. He walked away with the coveted LASCO JCF Champion Trophy, along with $250,000 cash prize. First runner-up was Detective Constable Damian Hay from Area 5, who received a plaque, trophy, and a cash prize of $200,000, while Constable Odane Williams of the Mobile Reserve Division was second runner-up. He was also presented with a plaque, a trophy, and a cash prize of $100,000. During his acceptance speech, Corporal Pinnock issued a charge to all Jamaicans to make a deliberate attempt to spread a culture of optimism.
We have to endeavor to effect positive change in our society as educated and intelligent persons, developing self, but not neglecting national development and your civic responsibilities.
Corporal Pinnock holds a Master of Science degree in Workforce Training and Education and a Bachelor of Education in Technical Vocational Education and Training. He is passionate about education and young people and says he will kickstart his year as top cop with a project geared towards youth advancement through values and attitudes. Corporal Pinnock says the competition has left him with much more than just an award, as a strong sense of camaraderie has been developed among the finalists.
New friendships and bonds have been forged for a lifetime.
And Junior Minister for National Security, Senator Pernell Charles Jr., is lauding LASCO distributors and the organizers of the competition for their recognition of excellence in the police force.
It is one of the ways in which, as a society and as a nation, we can properly recognize and reward excellence in this very important area of public service. The awardees exemplify the highest standards of professionalism and dedication that we expect from those who proudly wear the uniform of the Jamaica Constabulary Force.
Goal 1, outcome number 3 of Vision 2030 is aimed at achieving effective social protection. This includes safeguarding the most vulnerable, including children, the elderly, and those with physical, psychological, and learning disabilities. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn more.
So come join us.
We help you get there.
Are you a small business owner looking for ways to increase your profits? The Development Bank of Jamaica will help you with a grant to provide the business support services you need. Contact your financial institution or call us and ask about the DBJ's voucher for technical assistance.
The Development Bank of Jamaica.
We help you get there.
Before we go, April is Autism Awareness Month globally, with World Autism Awareness Day scheduled for Saturday, April 2. Learn all you can about autism so we can create a better world for those living with the condition. And that brings us to the end of today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us again next time as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. On behalf of studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.